Stephen's martyrdom makes a deep impression. The memory of Stephen's face and his words, which touched the souls of those who heard them, remained in the minds of the beholders and testified to the truth of that which he had proclaimed. His death was a sore trial to the church, but it resulted in the conviction of Saul, who could not efface from his memory the glory that had rested on the martyr's countenance. Saul was angered by his secret conviction that Stephen had been honored by God when dishonored by men. He continued to persecute the followers of Christ, seizing them in their houses and delivering them to the priests and rulers for imprisonment and death. His zeal brought terror to the Christians at Jerusalem. The Roman authorities secretly aided the Jews in order to conciliate them and secure their favor. After the death of Stephen, Saul was elected a member of the Sanhedrin Council in consideration of the part he had acted. He was a mighty instrument in the hands of Satan to carry out his rebellion against the Son of God. But a mightier than Satan had chosen Saul to take the place of the martyred Stephen, to spread far and wide the tidings of salvation through his blood.